Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Pesmu Ask Me Anything grupe The Strokes napisao je pevač Julian Casablancas. Ispričao je da mu se melodija jedne noći javila u snu, ali kao pesma koja je pripadala grupi Caesar Sisters. Izvodio je hor koji je neprestano pevao isti stih, bezbroj puta ponavljajući reči nemam šta da kažem. Julian se probudio u ubeđenju da je usnio melodiju koja je već postojala. Veoma mu se dopadala, pa je žalio što i sam nije došao na ideju da napiše nešto slično. Bio je izuzetno srećan kada se rasanio i shvatio da pesma jeste njegova i da ju je izmislio dok je spavao. Iskoristio je i reči koje je sanjao, ali je rekao da one ne izražavaju njegova osjećanja, već da su mu se jednostavno dopale. Bubnjar Fabrizio Moretti imao je drugačije mišljenje. Stih "Nemam šta da kažem" simbolizuje stav benda da će živeti u skladu sa svojim integritetom i da nikada neće praviti kompromise, rekao je Moretti za pesmu Ask Me Anything u kojoj slušamo grupu The Strokes.
Indians, we named a summer camp for you. let me die, 'cause I know you won't get better, better, better. You'd rather be right than below. The only thing I've understood, nothing's ever good enough. I stumble through the words as they leave me, tremble at the sight of your majesty, and I cut myself just to get them out. This time I'll be different, I promise you. This time I'll be special, you know I will. Just don't leave with me in your eyes. This time I'll be better, I want you to know. This time I'll be special, oh God, make it so. Just don't leave with me in your eyes, your eyes, your eyes. You took my youth, you took my health, and if you're not here, I fight myself. You're supposed to make this better, better, better. No self-control and no reason why. And if I don't change, then we both die. This is it for you and I. Blisters at the end of my fingertips. Praying to a God I don't think exists. Will you listen now?
Priče o pesmama.
Nikki Sixx, poznat kao basista grupe Motley Crue i član sastava 6AM, nikada nije krio da je bio narkoman, pa je svoje iskustva detaljno opisao u memoarima. Želja da pomogne drugima koji žele da se izleče postala je misija u njegovom životu. Nikada nije zaboravio koliko je bio težak put kojim je prošao i koliko mu je najmanja podrška bila značajna. Zato je došao na ideju o snimanju dobrotvornog singla i pokretanju kampanje koja će podići svest o zavisničkoj krizi u Americi. Osmislio je novu verziju pesme Maybe It's Time, koju je 2016. snimio sa svojom grupom 6AM. Ovoga puta odlučio je da pozove kolege iz poznatih bendova da mu se pridruže u akciji. Sav prihod od pesme Niki je namenio fondaciji čiji je član i koja podržava programe pomoći zavisnicima tokom lečenja. Na snimanju pesme Maybe It's Time, pored grupe 6AM, učestvovali su Joe Elliott, Corey Taylor, Slash, Ivan Moody, Tommy Vext, Brantley Gilbert i grupa Evil Nation.
Well, all the scars and all the lines on my face, they show the times I've abandoned my own life. Why? Can't breathe, I can't eat, so I just drink myself to sleep and embrace this mall that dries. Maybe it's time to heal.
Sweep it into the corner. I'll hide it till
priče o pesmama.
Izraz Broken Wings, odnosno slomljena krila, za naslov svog poetskog romana upotrebio je davne 1912. Godine libanski pesnik Khalil Gibran. Bila je to tragična priča o ljubavi koja je osuđena na propast zbog društvenih konvencija. Mnogo kasnije je fraza slomljena krila postala je čest motiv kod tekstopisaca koji su te reči koristili kako bi opisali fizički ili emotivno ranjenu osobu. Isto je učinila i pevačica Anastasija. U jednoj od svojih pesama koje su označile njen povratak muzici pošto je po drugi put morala da se bori sa rakom. Tada je priznala da je pisanje pesama i pričanje o teškim danima pomažu jer je veoma ranjiva. Nije imala želju da govori o baš svakom tragu koji je lečenje ostavilo na njenom telu, ali je priznala da na sebi ima tetovažu sa krilima anđela kojim je pokrila velike ožiljke. Često razgovaram sa svojim anđelskim krilima i otuda potiču moji stihovi, rekla Anastasija koju slušamo u pesmi Broken Wings.
Wings of an angel replaced by beautiful scars well hidden in the dark. Time seems to stand still, the world is falling apart. So heavy on my heart. And it's raining, and it all comes crashing down. Anyone would give up, but not me, not now. Even with broken wings, even with shattered dreams, I'm still gonna try.
To say, you'll go along with it, then drop it and and humiliate me in front of our friends. Then I'll use that voice that you find annoying and say something like, yeah, intelligent input, darling, why don't you just have another beer then? Then you'll call me a bitch and everyone we're with will be embarrassed and I won't give a sh. My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go but I can't. And every time we fight I know it's not right, every time that you're up. Your friends, mate, because they are much fitter. Yes, it was childish and you got aggressive and I must admit that I was a bit scared, but it gives me thrills to wind you up. My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go. Purposely won't turn the heating on and dear God, I hope I'm not stuck with this one. My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go.
Thank you.
Priče o pesmama.
Kada je grupa Tom Petty i Heartbreakers objavila pesmu Learning to Fly, u prevodu Učim da letim, mnogi su pretpostavljali da se njeni stihovi odnose na stanje uma izazvano drogama. Petty je to mnogo puta demantovao i objašnjavao da je povod bio nešto sasvim drugo. Ideju za pesmu dobio je gledajući televizijsku emisiju koju je govorio jedan pilot i objašnjavao kako mu nije bilo teško da nauči da leti, već da mu je mnogo teži zadatak bio da se spusti. Tom je u toj rečenici prepoznao simboliku koja može da se primeni na život i aktuelne političke događaje, posebno na Zalivski rat u kojem su vođene žestoke vazdušne borbe. Tako je dobio inspiraciju da napiše Learning to Fly. U tome mu je pomogao kolega i saradnik Jeff Lynne, nekadašnji član grupa Traveling Wilburys i Electric Light Orchestra. Oba autora su govorila da je pesma Learning to Fly, koju je snimila grupa Tom Petty i Heartbreakers, bila zamišljena kao jedna vrsta iskupljenja. Well, I started out down a dirty road, started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Yeah. What is this thing that builds our dreams yet slips away from us? Who wants to live forever? Who wants to live forever? There's no chance for us, it's all decided for us. This world has only one sweet moment set aside for us. Who wants to live forever? Who wants to live forever? Who dares to love forever?
Must die.
anymore.